Welcome to Fantasy Quick Hits. This is Miles, and this is the third episode of my two quarterback IDP league. And this is where knowing your league settings are very important. This is for this league, I don't play defensive players very often. And this one, they had some weird settings, I believe. Because like last year I looked in it, and four of the top 10 scorers in the league were defensive players, linebackers specifically. And so I was, lead all told me not to worry about defensive players drafting anybody. And I'm like, I don't think that's the way you team build. So, and there's like a sack is 6 points, an interception is 6 points. And there's just some other weird scoring anomalies, or at least I think they're weird. And another thing was I noticed there we had a defensive line position, a linebacker, a defensive back, and a D-flex. And the settings are such that the linebackers make the most points. So the more linebackers you start, ipso facto, you should get the most points out of that, right? So some of these guys have our defensive line and linebacker scoring, and the linebackers outscore everybody massively. And so I drafted, I set into my draft with the, I'm going to get guys that are both eligible. So for linebacker eligible, so they're DLLB. So I like my 8-4 pick was TJ Watt, because he has defensive line and linebacker capability. And then coming back around at 9-7, I got Roquan Smith because he was projected to be better. The guy I really wanted was Foy Zadu Aluku from the Jaguars, because he is just a very consistent linebacker scorer. But he was not rated that high. But I did not realize this, and I was going to pick him up at the 10-4 the next round. But there's like a diehard Jaguars fans in this draft, and I had no idea. And he just snuck up and grabbed him. So once again, I had like guys queued up, and I think this is about where they changed from the 3 minute to a 1 minute when they changed the draft time on us without letting us know. And there was like no alarms, no beeps or anything. And I auto drafted Kirk Cousins because I had him queued up. I'm like, oh no. And I'd been meaning I was going to take Terry McLaurin or this Jaguars linebacker. And so I just like was just completely twisted up inside. I'm like, oh man, I screwed up. So if you remember, that's four quarterbacks and you can only start two. So I already had four quarterbacks, bench spots filled up, and that was round 10 of a 27-round league. So I was all messed up emotionally. Maybe I was way too, shouldn't be that emotional about this silly stuff, but I am. And lead all was texting me, he's like, draft Kittle now or you're an idiot. And I already had McCaffrey, Purdy, and Debo. And I'm not a huge Kittle fan. He pops off every now and then, but I like to have somebody more consistent on that. And Kittle did go 10-6. And then coming back on the, I really wanted to fill out my good defense players, my ones that are really going to score. And I took Josh Allen of the Jaguars, and he has got the defensive line linebacker ranking. So I filled up my defensive line, my linebacker, and my flex player for that. And they're all three linebackers, so that gives me a scoring advantage right there. And then coming back at the 12-4 with the next pick is I picked Christian Kirk, and I like him. He has been in the system. He was a top 10 wide receiver a couple of years ago, and I think he'll do fine again, but that filled out my starting wide receivers. And then coming back at the 13-7, I finally got my first tight end, and that was Jake Ferguson. And if you remember, I had Dak Prescott earlier, so I've got a stack there. And the only of, I don't think I drafted any more quarterbacks. I just stuck with four. But I've got four presumed starters of 32 teams. And we have 10 team starting two quarterbacks. So that is, you should need 20 quarterbacks, and I have four of the starters. So I don't know if somebody's going to come at me with a trade offer or anything, but we'll see how that works out. And sometimes I definitely overthink stuff and I put way too much thought into it. And that's the obsessive nature that I thought it was just part of my nature, but it's attention deficit disorder in adults. Anyway, and then, ooh, think about this. What twitches at the bottom of the sea? It's a nervous wreck. And that's been Fantasy Quickets with Miles.